And welcome on this, if I can say the word sultry, but it does feel a little bit of a end of year flavor to this week. I do not know what it is, guys. Please, if you're asking me why I'm being poetic, it probably is how the day has flown, you know, eliciting such a kind of poeticism. I'm making up words, please, guys. Do not take me to, you know, to task for any of that. I am just making up words. However, this does get us into our discussion for this evening's discussion of the business and economic zone. And it's important for our discussion tonight in terms of where we left off on Wednesday night. Now, on Wednesday night, it was the notion of the making money a lot more expensive in the system. When I say system, guys, I'm talking about the aspect of the private sector credit extension that I already covered last week. But it's not specifically on that. It's not. Why? Well, it flows into other components. And as mentioned, the year of 2022 is not done as yet, because my departing comment on Wednesday evening was that the South African economy, according to this, the Reserve Bank had grown for the year of 2022 by 1.8%. Now, it leads into another discussion. And this discussion was also born out of another article that my colleague, you know, Menwa Erastus had written. This one being about Namibia's capability of retirement savings on the continent. Now, understand, guys, look at everything from the perspective of the Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement. Hence the reason why, if you can remember back to the session when I indicated, you know, I gave you the two perspectives. Potentially, you know, are we willing as a country to open up our business community environment? You know, it's like almost allowing someone to walk into your yard. And then the vice versa that is expected of you, you know, to enter someone else's yard in terms of doing business, allowing tourists to fly between each other, the likes. Now, this specific article speaks about the retirement savings component. If you have not read it yet, this was our Wednesday edition, 7 December, where the headline reads, Namibia tops in retirement savings in Africa, on the continent. What does this mean? So, Namibians are some of the Africans that retire comfortably, provided that they do not tempt, or that they do not do much or don't tap too much into their retirement savings, as Namibia is rated high in retirement savings. So, there's a lot of savings in terms of the various retirement funds in the country, that operate in the country. So that this means that Namibia has the highest, or has one of the highest pension assets to GDP ratio on the continent. Very strong, also very attractive. Why do I say very attractive? I.e., this does indicate to any other investor in any other country on the continent, wow, so this means that there is a very solid financial market in Namibia. Market. Remember that this in no manner nor in any way does it reflect specific aspects onto the ground. It does not. It is also one of the things that economists, in terms of a lot of the, you know, the resources that I've had to read, as well as also had to watch, in terms of gaining more insights in terms of economic thinking, as well as also understanding, where many economists will tell you, a stock market of a country does not indicate that people are employed, that people on the ground are you know, enjoying specific benefits of, i.e., let's for example say, employment, or that there is enough positive consumer sentiment for people to be opening up any kinds of small to medium or micro enterprises left, right, and center. It does not indicate that. Because boasting about one thing that is overwhelmingly positive, overwhelmingly green, you know, depicting it to you, you know, in terms of vocabulary, it looks green to any investor out there, any stock market broker, anyone out there in South Africa at the JSE or here at the NSX, you name it, or even in the banks, you know, the commercial banks. To them, it looks positive because they see, okay, so there's money to trade with. And yes, guys, if you listen enough to the international guys and you hear what the commercial banks actually do around the world, what they do, you understand what actually goes on, especially in the financial markets, especially in the money markets, because money itself is also a product. Now, out of the myriad of discussions that my colleague Kanjengo indicated in terms of, you know, bonds or the government having to put up bonds in terms of generating cash, i.e. trying to borrow money, you know, those kinds of scenarios. Usually, in most parts, this is also how money gets invested into various kinds of investments. You call it an investment. Because it allows, for example, the state or private entities to have money to trade, to invest, to acquire assets, to invest in other companies, those kinds of scenarios. Now, this was obviously, in terms of this article from my colleague, Yunuminwa, it was based upon a report by Rescura Bright Africa. Now, this is a research resource that provides the insight, you know, for any kind of reader that needs to know what to do with the information that they're obviously perusing through. But it's all about investment on the continent. So it speaks about the potential for investment. It speaks about the potential for investment in various economies, i.e. in the financial markets. So you've got to contain it into the financial markets. This is not to say, if you think about FDI, yeah, it's leading to a development that leads to jobs, that leads to Namibians being able to, you know, have decent livelihoods. It does not say that. It does not. The reason why is that you get to see that there's this very strong notion in terms of that there is an abundance of capital. But what you see on the ground does not reflect what is spoken of. Or what is analyzed. Now, in the same edition of the Villager e-paper that, you know, of Wednesday, just, you know, bringing back your memory back to Wednesday night's discussion, where I indicated to you in another article contained in that platform about the aspect of expensive money and risk aversion, especially in the Namibian financial markets, or market, because it's one, is that banks are only going after for sure. This is according to the article, also in the same edition. Banks are only going for sure investments. And it's obvious, and it's understandable to assume, because any business person would only invest in a venture that is guaranteed to provide success. You do not invest in a lost cause. You do not invest in something that will cost you more money, or actually that tells you at the beginning you are going to lose this money. You will not invest in that. And you will do your utmost best indicating the most favorable terms and conditions that actually represent above and beyond and maximize return on investment capability, i.e. interest, as well as also major forms of, you know, trying to make back the money plus more. Because people want to indicate a profit on their balance sheets. You can fill in the gaps to who people are. You can fill them in. You can fill them in. Now, understanding the savings scenario, the savings of especially retirement savings, means that there is potential. As I said, you have to see it from the perspective of who sees it as potential. Do you see it as potential? Probably not, because you do not have access to this money. What do I mean by you do not have access to this money? This is money that forms part of major hedge funds. Oh, not hedge fund. I can't say the word hedge. It's not a hedge fund. It's, yeah, retirement funds. Of major retirement funds of the country. So this is all from corporate entities right through to state-owned entities, right through to government itself. Now, according to this report, the average pension assets to GDP ratio, this is, you know, Namibia's GDP measured against these pension fund or these pension assets, for most African countries remains below the 60% mark of the organization for Economic Cooperation and Development members. That's the OECD. According to Rescura, most African countries have a level below 60%. You also have to look at the template for the rest of the continent, i.e., you know, what does it look like in other countries? Is it predominantly dominated by the state, i.e. that it's the state pension fund that is the major role player? For example, in Namibia, GIPF, the state pension fund, is the major role player in terms of investment in the Namibian financial market. It is. And if you get to ask this, you know, the question of, yeah, but why is GIPF a major role player in the financial market? Because that is how the entire financial market had been set up. It flows into investments, and those investments pay back interest rates. So that means there are middlemen between, for example, just sketching you the picture, there are middlemen between GIPF, the investment on the ground, for example, let's say it's a mall being built. And then you've got four middlemen, let's say investment house, a brokerage, business people that are willing to take a risk in terms of they need capital in order to get something started. And they are willing to agree to the terms and conditions being passed down onto them. Now, if I mention to you that there are three to four people in the middle, as middlemen between potentially, for example, GIPF and a development on the ground, that means there's interest rate upon interest rate upon interest rate upon interest rate being transferred, i.e. transference of a cost. So the cost represents someone's profit margin in between. So the business people who are willing to endeavor in the development, they've got a profit margin, a percentage margin to make. So they build the development. The development then gets tenants. Let's, for example, say there's a fast food, there's a retail store, and those guys are paying rent. That rent represents what needs to be paid back. Now, all that money then trickles back up the channel to who is the overall capital investor? Yes. For example, the GIPF. Now, this is how the system is set up. In Namibia, it's pretty small, it's pretty direct, so you get to understand it. In countries like the United States, where you've got the major, and when I say with that emphasis, me being so dramatic on the phrase, major investment funds or pension funds like BlackRock, which is deemed to be the world's largest investment fund in the world. Not even Malaysia's 1MDB fund, which was also meant, well, no, that was actually a sovereign wealth fund. That was actually a sovereign wealth fund. I'm now confusing sovereign wealth funds with pension fund investors, especially guys like BlackRock International who deal in these kinds of scenarios, that they look for investments to position various monies into. Now, I'm explaining to you the mechanisms of how pension funds are put into action. They're put into action in this scenario. Because the global money markets or financial markets aim to provide a system wherein money flows throughout every level of an economy. So it's not just you and me, as from the household perspective, who try to access money in the forms of achieving a job or trying to start up a small, you know, a micro, medium or small enterprise. Or we, you know, we try to siphon money from one or other guardian, like a parent, an older brother, an older sister, you know, to just to have pocket money for the day, for the week, you know, to do something quickly and go on. We're starting from that grassroots level in terms of accessing money that is worked for, that comes through an employment contract. Then, you get the other mechanisms by which money operate, i.e. from larger corporations in Namibia, especially from the construction industry, who tries to get, you know, to engage in various developments in order, well, firstly seeking capital investment in terms of for them to engage in developments, thus trying to generate more value to a property or to a piece of land, i.e. then trying to attract and extract the forecasted revenues that would come after the investments to upgrade a specific piece of land has taken place. For example, there's a development here in Kleinwintuk that was a major discussion a few years back during the COVID year of 2020. I almost said 2020. Wherein the construction company or the holding company that owned it ran into some troubles, especially with regards to repaying the loan to their commercial bank partner. You guys know which one I'm talking about, potentially. It's right here behind the private school St. Paul's, that development itself. And that development is one such instance. Now, there is obviously various ways for a construction company to access funding or, you know, in order to try and do some development or build something or do something. There's obviously these mechanisms. There are various mechanisms. But one of the easiest routes that exist is when there's an accumulation of capital in a financial market. What I mean by accumulation of capital, when there's an accumulation of money in an economy, the money is just earning not just interests, also gaining more value, but the administrators of said money will then be enticed or convinced, whichever terminology you wish to use, or they actively or proactively engage to invest the money into the market back, i.e. trying to then look for more benefits. The overall benefit obviously is a profit, but then to try and get that back. Or not get that back, actually to reap that harvest. or what has been harvested. You know, for making use of any, you know, agrarian terminology. But this is ultimately how it is set up. Now, let me first get this call in for the session before we go to the top of the hour, the ad break at there. Eagle FM, good evening.
Yes, Dwight.
Yes, how are you doing, man?
The evening is good, man.
Mm.
Bright day, vandaag, ik zal participate.
Ik had gehoopt, ik zal participate. But let's hear it before the ad break creeps up on us.
Yes, you see, Dwight, the problem I have with Namibian organization like GIPF, and you see this, the organization for the losing employee.
Yeah.
The institution of that nature in Namibia, they like to steal from the owner of the money. Remember, like, if you have money on GIPF, GIPF will take your money, build you a house, and they sell you the house. You understand? So, you who is being deducted the money going to GIPF cannot access that money. But a political elite from somewhere or any middleman or proxy will come and access the money that they are refusing. But I'm telling the Zambian government, they signed that agreement that people will access a portion of their funds before they are active so that they can use money to invest. Because the problem I have, Dwight, is that why it's so rare to see a Namibian after they retire to travel like Dubai, Germany, America, France. But like at Valves, you only see this Carl May, these foreigners that are coming in the air. And they are vehicle coming by sea.
Yeah.
And they are coming by air transport.
Yeah.
So it's always one race. It's always white community. My question that I ask myself, where are the blacks? So they don't come as tourists.
Can I help you with that one? The second part. Yeah. Well, it's because also let me also share some piece of honesty. I also had a parent that worked for the state, so she also had a GIPF, you know, representation. But in all honesty, like you and I understand it, our understanding comes from the private sector. The moment you retire, the money is yours. Ne? It's straightforward. The whole money, or it gets shifted to a one or other, you know, sort of like pension funds operator that can pay you out on a monthly basis.
Yes.
However, the way I've tried to understand the coverage, especially if you now had to look in terms of how GIPF then tries to look after the money for, let's say, government or retiring government officials, is we give you X percentage, you know, to try and settle off any debts that you have, but the other X percentage stays with us. Now, that's one key thing that I'm trying to understand as to why, where that motivation comes from. In my honesty, I have not fully researched it in terms of trying to find any literature from GIPF's perspective in terms of why they would hold on to a major part of it.
Have you seen that thing that was sponsored by Job, where people that if your parents pass away and there's someone who is having the same name as you, these people are stealing your money?
Seriously?
Yeah. If me and you we have the same name and same surname, but our ID is different, they steal the money. There were a case that was created by Job like this. Remember when JPF was issuing a lot of letters, just listen to the man, answering on those allegations. So it doesn't, because the problem is that if you have a, for example, do you understand this issue of the former losing employee?
Which former employee?
The former employee for losing, who have their money that on the losing fund, and it was taken out by NAMIC. But now NAMIC.
Oh yeah, I remember that thing. It was just before losing was sold to the Chinese, ne?
Yes.
And this was something like for good, it was a good 10 years old. I remember this is something that came out last year, that specific point.
Yes. look, you have my money.
Mm.
You take my money, you take it to invest somewhere. But now you are saying, for me to be able to get share from my money, I must go borrow money to come and buy share from my money. It's the same thing with GIPF building houses between Benduk and Okahanja. And again, they are selling it to the government in Broi while they use money for government in Broi to build those houses. You see, it's a bureaucracy. It's inefficient. It's wastage. You are lobbying from people. The same people we are lobbying to is the same people we are selling. And people, they are even adding again interest instead of saying, okay, these people we are selling the house are government employees. So they are the actual owner of that man of on JPM. Why can't we sell them? This house is an affordable place.
So you own the money already. It's potentially your money already.
Yes.
Plus, you have to buy something that is your money.
Yes. Like those houses. Like those houses between Benduk and Okahanja. How do you call it?
Which one? Is it the Osona houses or is it the other ones?
Yes. Osona. That's GIPF money. But again, those houses are sold to soldiers with highest interest rates, because I remember they were trying to group themselves apparently, because if a house is 7,000, then that middleman adds again 2,800. So you end up paying 10,000 for a house. A house that's built with your money. Something is not right in this country. And before we are having a country like this, you can't see any people that are going to retire and go and must go.
And try to travel or try to enjoy a little bit of their life here.
Our money is being stolen before even we have a hand on it. And if you see, there is money every time being lost in GIPF, and the money is not being accounted. You see, and this money belongs to people. Now, what do you expect?
That is true. That is true. Yeah, that's a valid point here. But before we quickly have to go for this for the ad break. Sorry, man.
Okay.
No problem. But thanks for coming through.
Now, as promised, we're quickly stepping into the ad break, coming back right after this.
Whether you're a fed cookie or a podaikie, 20K could be on your way. Stay tuned. NHP, we're about you.
Now, coming back from the quick break right there, and some good points. Well, yes, there were some two good points coming out from the contribution from the caller right now. But the scenario on the financial markets makes it a bit touch and go. Look, touch and go is my phrase. The reason I use touch and go, it's because some of the things I've heard and read of international money markets is pretty scary stuff. Because the foundational question that you always ask is, where does the money go? And where did the money come from? Now, the basic understanding in financial markets usually, and this was based upon, what's the guy's name? The former Greek minister, Yanis Varoufakis. Guys, I'm not making up his name. Please, if any of you wonder why his name sounds borderline offensive, just Google his name. You'll see his name. It's actually Varoufakis. Yanis Varoufakis. And he provided some wonderful insights. He himself is a very well-learned economist. Also actively engaging in terms of trying to achieve a better life. However, he's only operating in Europe. He's not there for us Africans. His understanding is, in terms of the biggest investors around the world, are someone like the sovereign wealth funds and someone like the major pension funds. The biggest pension fund in the world is the one of most of the American pension fund operators, where they provide the ability, the capital to invest in, they call it a startup. The phrase is a startup. And what I mean by startup Startup usually looks like the new unicorn. Oh, and the word unicorn, right, in investment terminology, refers to a startup that looks just too good to ignore. Facebook is one. Google is a second one. Who's the other one? WhatsApp, I think, was number three. Is number three. So, oh, and Alibaba itself. These are the startups that I'm talking about that are technically unicorns. Now, the notion from that is that these are MSME or SMEs, you know, that got major investment, thus started exploding in terms of their operations, their labor force contingent, the value additional, the value proposition that they're providing, the scale of their operations, the sudden reach and sudden explosion of their extensions and coverages, thus looking like a new powerhouse in the business market. This obviously all born from the aspect of someone or somebody investing in that venture. Now, enough of the international scope. Just analyzing it for you, with you even further. Now, according to the average in terms of the ratio of pension fund, average pension assets to GDP ratio on the continent, is that Namibia consistently achieves the highest at around 116% to the GDP. This is according to Rescura Bright Africa. Rescura says Namibia has more money in pensioned assets sitting here than the GDP value of our country. Now, usually, if you get to understand, for example, like something like the economic announcements that would come from Treasury, i.e. the Minister of Finance, that being Minister Shimi, you would hear a local economist speak of a GDP to debt ratio. GDP to debt. GDP to debt would be matching our income up against our expenses. For example, basic accounting. Income versus expenses. But this article provides you with a second perspective to look at. Income versus money just sitting in the economy. Money sitting there in the economy. Accumulating in the economy. Remember, a pension fund just accumulates. The same thing with a sovereign wealth fund. It just accumulates money. It just receives. It just receives. And before you potentially call me up and tell me, yeah, but Dwight, why don't we do something with that money? Which money? The sovereign wealth fund money or the money of pension funds? Remember, pension funds are other people's money. Other organizations, not just GIPF, you know, it's also the private pension funds that operate in the country. They just sit there accumulating. And, you know, when someone retires, they access their funds and then they go on their way. But those pension funds just sit there accumulating. Employees' contribution, employers' contribution. The level of 116% indicates to you that this only means that this will continue to go up, because if Namibia has consistently maintained this level at 116%, beating South Africa's 68%, beating Mauritius's 29%, Kenya's 13%, and Nigeria's 7%. First and foremost, this does speak to the aspect that Namibia, firstly, from a social perspective, we take it serious that workers in the country, And remember, I'm also a worker. If you have a job, an 8 to 5, or whichever percentage, obviously I'm not 8 to 5, 8 to 5. But if you have a job, form of employment, and you are, you know, contributing towards a, towards your old age in terms of a pension deduction, that we take it serious in this country that you receive something to look to, in order to look after yourself after you've hit the age range of 60. I still personally believe that it should be elevated back to 65 because there are so many skillful Namibians that are technically being forced out by a condition, by a technicality, by a term. And I know it is very selfish because there's a lot of young people, because our youth unemployment figure is high, a lot of young people want the opportunity to prove themselves to also earn something. But here's the thing. You are negating skills that can still be transferred in order for production levels to continue or even to be elevated in one or other form. You're just allowing skills to just walk out the door, to go sit on a farm or to go sit in a village or to go sit at a house or to go sit at an old age home, just like that. But that's a point of digression. That's now me digressing again. Now, it does point also another scenario to you. What is the scenario? This is a scenario of Namibia's economy not really adjusting itself in order, first and foremost, to diversify or even expand and build on this 116%. Guys, Namibia, just for you to understand this, Namibia is one of a few, and I think it's like five countries on the continent, that have a pension for old people across the board in the country. Namibia is one of a few countries in the on this continent. So we do take it serious to look after our vulnerable. We do. I personally would believe, you know, I'd really like it if we had that basic income grant scenario to uplift everyone, because the proponents, the promoters of the basic income grant, the coalition itself, I mean, they made a strong case. They proposed a lot of things. Obviously, even when head of state, President Geingob, weighed in on this discussion, obviously he had his own, you know, he was himself also skeptical. I mean, that was well publicized, his skepticism. But it's only understandable. I mean, it's only understandable. However, this ultimately does mean how serious in Namibia we take it to provide, to have a system in place that provides for people after their retirement. Even if, in some cases, I believe, for people who weren't that strongly economically active, who can also participate in receiving a pension every month.
Thank you, darling.
Huh? What did I do now?
Thank you for getting circumcised. You went through a little pain to help prevent my chances of getting cervical cancer. That takes a special person.
I'm the kind of guy that likes to protect my family and myself. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
The International University of Management, IUMA, with the Umbo no number no wish we faguja, or my Tirorongo or Durataya Academic Year 2023, or Kapatruka, ended in upper if you record a paparoe, more education, Ukara long if you got a Ufe or health and social science, or show my fano information and communication technology. o strategic management and leadership, na taimonika no tourism, osho hospitality and event management, business administration ikuterera, environmental studies and postgraduate studies adishota taimonika. Uerere otau monika ko website www.ium.edu.na. Ile utarere po embirwa da IUM tikulipo pepe. Mo venduka, mo nkure nkuru, mo nkwe diva, no mo mpae, otadi monika. Uirero tu hangi kongo di ya venduka, 061, ongo di, ne, natunatu, oma veri hamano, inda komesho, kufe tokorori rimonjira, toiko mwona kuiwa inerao, pamwena IUM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Now coming back from the extended break right there, and this leads us into the last quarter of tonight's program here for this Friday night edition of the Business and Economic Zone. Understand this, guys, Namibia takes retirement very serious, but a valuable point in terms of what the caller's contribution just indicated, highlighting the, you know, the amount, especially with regards to retirement, or not the amount, the percentage of retirement funds that are just sitting, or pension funds that are just sitting in the market. Believe you me, guys, I don't have an issue with it just sitting there. Actually, that is to be deemed like sacred money, you know, to be truly subjective in a form of, you know, saying, you know, you don't touch your savings. That's essentially how that money should be viewed. Now, Namfisa itself indicated that the total retirement fund investments, that includes insurance policies as well, stands at a staggering 200 billion Namibian dollars. Yes. What was Namibia's budget for this financial year? I think it's well below the 100 billion mark, right? Weren't we at 90 billion? Or was it 88? 90, 100, it's well below 100. The total assets that exists in the Namibian economy, money that's just sitting there accumulating, is 200 billion. Now, this is first and foremost where I constantly tell you, yes, you, the listener of Eagle FM, every time when someone tells you there's no money in the country, that is firstly a fallacy, because obviously you have money in your pocket and in your wallet. Even if it's a 10 cent, that is money. Second onto that is, it's a question of where the money has been deployed, or where the money currently is concentrated, or where the money is actively or currently working. Guys, to know that there is 200 billion Namibian dollars worth of assets just sitting there. Sitting there. Obviously, this is not for you to try and think up a scheme of trying to be some form of a, yeah, we need to access this money. No. Why would you want to need to access it? And first and foremost onto that would be, you need to provide a viable investment opportunity for this money, or for the administrators of this money, to invest in your idea. Because they themselves know that this is sacred money. And yes, I'm using the word sacred as a form of exaggerating the terminology, adding more importance onto the word pension, onto the word retirement, onto the word savings. Because this is what it's meant for. It's meant for those purposes. The investment value is much higher than the overall Namibian economy economic activities at the current price. At the current price. Meaning, economic activities in the country internally was valued for 2021 at 180 billion. And even the pre-pandemic level of 181 billion. Now, if Namibia has consistently maintained the 116 percentage ratio point of savings versus GDP, this means that there is money in the country. This means that any business ideas for investment do not warrant investment even to try and lock or lure said investment from the administrators of those pension funds. To the caller, actually, that contributed just before the ad break, it is exactly that said kind of, if it is based upon any form of fact that what you've spoken of, investment opportunity that had GIPF funding allocated in terms of the development of a housing project, it's obviously for GIPF to make more money back. Even if it's government employees buying into it. And if there is a bone of contention, which I can see, don't worry, I can see it. I do. I am someone that practices empathy and sympathy. I can see the bone of contention that you're pointing out to. Because the first and foremost first question I would have asked was, you know, why didn't NHE think of this? Why didn't NHE think of this? Why? It was NHE's role to supply housing, affordable housing. Why didn't they think of this? Why did they not think of this? Now, also understand, guys, the discussion that I'm conducting here with you about trying to find ways of making money work in the economy comes entirely from a purely capitalist scenario in terms of how money gets deployed for economic activities. You see, any banker, any accountant will explain to you that investments are a sure bet thing in terms of that these investments have to provide you with consistent income every financial year. If you're lucky, it might be every month. But look at it in that scenario. So from the capitalistic perspective, obviously, it explains to you, yes. So do business with people that can provide you with the investment opportunity to try and grow economic activity within the economy that you find yourself. This would be the thinking. You know, this would be the philosophy being transferred in terms of every level in the economic market of a country. Hence, just that one scenario, what the caller indicated there, was purely just such an example. Find a consumer. Have a plan for a product. Find an investor. Talk to the investor. Explain to them the value proposition of them investing in you, thus transferring the product and value onto the consumer. Thus, the consumer buying into it, paying you for that value proposition, you paying on to your investor, who is your creditor, what you owe. Now, first and foremost, if you ever got to talk to any accountant, they would show to you the value proposition scenario, which is a phrase I use a lot. So you've got to look for creative ways of making the money work. If there are no proper proposals coming out there, then there's nothing you can do. The best representatives of said investment opportunities or investors are the banks. If you cannot convince the banks, you won't get access to the investments. Now, let me first get this call in.
Eagle FM, good evening.
Edward, good to afternoon or evening. How are you?
Cool and you, Uncle Bona. How are you doing?
Cool, man.
Mm.
So I've been listening to you and you were touching on GIB investment and things like that.
Well, not specifically GIB, Uncle Bona, but most probably, yeah. most importantly, the pension funds, yes. All of them.
Yeah, the pension funds, you know, because they generate money. And we are not stingy. Mm. We are not minding that money because we are even calling for proposal.
Mm.
Business proposal, viable, promotable business idea.
And actually things that provide value. Straightforward.
Things that provide value.
Yeah.
But are they seeing that value? Because that money is for anybody who can come up with a viable project, I mean proposal.
Exactly.
Promotable proposal.
Mm.
And it is even open to anybody. Even though it's for the pensioners, but it's for everybody who want to invest. Want to make money? Prepare your convincing proposal, business proposal, and then go and make money.
Well, firstly, Uncle Bona, you have to put the pensioner, one side. Because the pensioner, they have their, let me say, their role. Their role has been, they are the primary beneficiaries. But,
yes.
But let's, for example, say GIPF, they are accumulating so much money, they want to provide investment opportunity into the Namibian economy. Now, it's up to, for example, people like me, between 21 to 45, who need to come up with business plans.
Exactly.
Business plans that provide value. The value gets generated. GIPF makes money.
Just look at Masale. Masale, they are exporting those, whatever they are producing. And many other people.
Mm.
Infrastructures are built.
Mm.
But you see, people start for us.
Mm.
You know, that's why there are so much economic opportunity in Namibia.
Mm.
And it's actually for us to use our COP.
Yeah.
How do you say your COP in Afrikaans?
Yeah, the COP.
Your COP must work, man.
Mm.
How many souls slap me? As you slap. You laugh at me.
Uncle Bona, that's your joke. That's your joke. That's your joke, Uncle Bona.
So what we are saying is that less people awake.
Yeah.
Let's be positive when it comes to investment. The people who have got idea, they are coming up and they are saying, these people, they are always complaining. They say there's no opportunity, there's not. So it is us to get money and create value and create employment, create wealth.
Mm.
So when the entrepreneurs are actually the ones who should combine the sectors of production to produce, to create wealth, to employ people.
Yeah.
To do everything. But now, you hear entrepreneur complaining. They say there's no money. You want to tell me that with a good proposal, you cannot come up with even 15 million from GIPA? It's even smaller. That is even a small amount.
Mm.
So let's congratulate and appreciate this kind of opportunity.
Yes, Uncle Bona, just hold on. Yes, Uncle Bona, you can quickly end.
I'm concluding now. Let's try to appreciate some of these things. Let's find an appreciation on these things, on this kind of investment that are there, so that at least for us, we can able to create more wealth.
Exactly.
And employ more people and grow our economy. But if we keep on having that negative attitude, negative outlook or whatever, attitude or, you know, we will not get anywhere. And, you know, it's more especially even when we are trying to engage in this platform, let's try to see how we can provide some positive information that can really help even the listeners who's there and say, fine, are there really opportunities? Because there are people there who have got good ideas, brilliant ideas, excellent ideas, that can be implemented, that can be promoted, so that the money that is there is not necessary, especially this time now. When the GIPF had long-term investment, and those return on those investments, they have grown. They have grown. Sometimes they don't even know what to do with their money. So it is us to go there, even if whether it's property, development, investment, or whatever, it is for us. So my money, your money, whoever's money, it will be used. We are not even mising. That's why I say we are not stingy. So the government is able, the GIPF and many, many other institutions, they are able to say, fine, we can invest this money. Once they have grown, the money has generated more money, and then we can then now say, fine, let's put it in the market so that those people who are who want to run business and other things, they can then use to employ others, to help others.
Exactly.
So, Dwight, I think it's fine. Thank you very much for coming up with some of those ideas, at least just to sensitize people, to make them aware that there are areas where you can also do business. There are areas that you can grab.
Uncle Bona, you're sounding like a politician right now.
A politician and economist and those ordinary people.
Your speech sounded. It sounded like you were giving a speech just now. Were you reading something, Uncle Bona?
You know, we always engage in some of those kind of dialogue, and we are learning from those politicians. We are learning from the Kangengo, the economist, and others.
Exactly. Yes. Okay, Uncle Bona.
Thank you very much. God bless.
No problem. Now, that brings us up to the end, guys, on this edition, this Friday night edition of the Business and Economic Zone. Stay tuned for your regular programming to follow on after this break.
Omana ne wodon dara teme hira kamwa ha poro shuangongo. Hinanga mburo na bimu nguramba. Kako 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 kako. Shua na non dara tamba. Wanduare maeve hivi korui. Shitu hino kuna nano kushevero uthembawe hii mamaturi uoshua ngungupo waka mwaha. Okusha tuakura meno matukiro kukara na wipotha mamahiwe tuombadhu. Ehiro shua ngungu, owi ni uoshua na ore tuatuhi. Etekatu thero kia njiro vandu okutuha na pare rapo. Ehiro shua ngungu, ehiro horo mende. Mona o, owi ni wetu atuhi. Kapeno mundu nguya njiro kushito shapu mavanga, nuku hino uthemba okutha kuhona pare uombadhu. Po oshirata shomahi otu kondwa tokodwa mbanda. Ove mwene yo kushevero shikuni no shoye, po ehipu peno nganda yo yeuriri, nondarata, nungwari, kahiro marithiro. Imbo openje noveta, oshako veta yomathuni nowehi, oisha tano yomburo mayovievari nambari. O ministri yo tutumbo novikunwa, omeva nomathuni nowehi, ino ngendo nongaro njika endithi wovandushiva, Beka enda kumurungu nukuna nodho ndarata mehira kamwaha nukuhino uthemba. Mona o ministro shima iya njo ndunge kuimba beka endithu ngaro njo okuthoku dhako kongaro hatheru anjo. Kehio veta wa matuni no wehi, oveto isha tano yomburo mayovivari nambari, kapeno mundu nguya njiro kuna nondarata mamahiwa kamwaha nukuhino uthemba. Gamu mundu nguamu ni kwenjo, mudho njito dhopenje yoveta mape womberero, Yodondo la dhana mibia o mayoviane. Po, ombure imwe moshua kamburu. Po, odombero ade embari, ama pedu kongaro. Imba mbe nongo nomo kuitha po dondara tanduva nana, kombunde eraro uho na pare, wina mave thuto dondo la dhana mibia o mirongo vitano meyuva arihe, ondara tanjo shirimbo. Ohoromende ino mediri ya okunana, nokuche hiro maturi o shua ngungu, mombiro yovi wanavyombadhu, mbia tulaporuwe dendo. Mondando yokuera ondengu yoviungura vyomekurithiro. Odondrata ndaya njeru wa mamahio waka mwaha. Odondande shevero tumbo todonganda. Ovikuni no, no viunda vyodongombi. Odondrata dopenge yoveta, odondade hende shaero shuwana okuungurisa odomburo dokuti no marindi. O ministri maivanga ovakwati rovana mibia kukusha vemune o uthembawa opupeta. nokumuna odombwiro dokuti okuturungira mumatiero nomana neno omathimba momwano wonjeverero yomadhe vangeripo oshiwana menara nao oshima shiningirwa okushivisangamwa omana newodondarata wopenje yoveta koma uhona pare wombadu oshirata shomahi wakamwaha po oministri yopopedu njiri modondendera dhao oveta yehi ipirukira omana newodondarata ngeri penje noveta monao shitoma ningiri okuturungira moshirata shomahi wakamwaha okunana odondarata momahi wakamwaha nokuhino uthemba openje noveta obyungura vyetu okuhona parerapo nokuyenenitha omaunguriro omathemba wodombwiro dhehi monamibia omuhunga wetu okuyenenitha omahaneno wodombwiro dhehi monamibia omananeno mathemba nomaungurithiro wadho kombwiro yovature vanamibia avehe ondando okuhongorerapo oshiungura shomatunino wehi nomananeno wodhoporoharama dhomekurithiro wehi roshiwangungu nongwidhikiro okudha kohoromende yanamibia oluwano romahi rwa europe nomaunguriro wakumwe kweno horomende yehi rovandoishi okutuurungira mombaanga yomekurithiro yehi rovandoishi konjivithiro komurungu hakaena norupa romapitithiro dhombude dhoministri pono morangi onoro hambo umwe oimwe
ombaro onora ohambo ndatu ohambo mbari omuvyu ombari omuvyu